September 15th, 2011, the midnight service in the United Hearts Field on the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady is here as Our Lady of Sorrows. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, I come to you once again seeking the conversion of all hearts, for it is that which hearts embrace which determines the course of human events. These days mankind has made a god of his own ingenuity. With his own human intelligence he hopes to predict and to prepare for whatever the future may hold. God has established this mission here in the center of controversy and confusion, so as to inspire souls to their conversion through the truth of holy love. The only preparation that is necessary is holy love in your heart. Herein lies your passport to salvation. Holy love in the heart is an imperative necessity. Other needs that may present themselves must be entrusted to God's provision. Dear children, on the subject of obedience, you must obey God and His commandments first and foremost. Do not pledge allegiance to anyone that proves himself disrespectful of God's laws. Calumny, rash judgment, transgression of the truth, theft in office. All of these still remain sin in God's eyes, no matter the compromise man may reserve in his heart. Therefore, be careful that you do not place your confidence in a Judas spirit. Search out the truth and support the truth according to holy love. Once again I tell you, I come for the welfare of every soul, no matter his station or posture in the world. God's commandments are binding upon all nations and every people. So it is, I call each one back to holy love. Truth will never change because of public opinion. Truth remains the truth. Holy love remains God's law and truth itself. The impact of this mission is meant to change hearts, to turn hearts towards their conversion through these messages of holy love and the many supernatural graces abundant and evidenced here. The mission is here in this present time to effect conversion of whole generations, nations, and ideologies. Holy love must not know boundaries. If you will listen, you will have no more wars or violence. You will not fear the future, but begin to love God's holy and divine will. Then all of nature will once again reflect mankind's coalition with the eternal now. And natural disasters will wane. But, dear children, you must listen. You do not have time to compromise. Be united in the truth. There is no truth in compromise. During these times when every sort of spiritual challenge weighs upon the heart of the world, it is necessary that every heart become an ark of holy love. This is the way to ride out the storms of controversy which oppose this mission and your own salvation. If your heart is not secure in this ark of love, your faith will surely be washed away, and you will drown in Satan's lies. Most do not see or even consider the effects of the spiritual chastisement which God is allowing to take place today. But you, my children, have been given the remedy in holy love. You have been given the defense in my titles, Protectress of the Faith, Defender of All Virtue, and Refuge of Holy Love. You understand the scope of Satan's power, politically, economically, and most of all, spiritually. I am depending on you to give others the protection of my Immaculate Heart by sharing these messages. Dear children, many of you seek in your hearts information about future events. Realize that you can put much effort into what you perceive as future needs. Tonight, I desire you realize that the spiritual chastisement is at hand. long-standing establishments of faith are now divided and compromised. The most intense part of this spiritual chastisement is yet ahead. You will not be ready to discern the truth unless you make of your own heart a little refuge of holy love. This is how to prepare. Only then will you know the truth and whom to trust. The faith in your heart should be your primary concern, not your physical well-being. I am your protectress, your defense, and your refuge. Dear children, do not allow my tears tonight to fall in vain. I desire that every heart here be transformed through this mission and through these messages of holy love. Let your hearts be holy love. No longer fear what is to come, but in the present, be holy love to all those around you. I am taking all of your petitions with me tonight to heaven, and I am blessing you with my blessing of holy love.